This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of councils of ministers this afternoon. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from BJP quota in the oath ceremony held at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribed oath are Sanjay Saraogi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jivesh Kumar. With today's expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached to 36, including chief minister. Early in the day, Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal resigned from the cabinet to confirm with the party's policy of one person, one post. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army vehicle came under fire from suspected terrorists in a forward village near the line of control LOC in Rajouri district today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that there were no reports of any casualties. The terrorists, believed to be hiding in a forest, fired a few rounds at the army vehicle passing through the area, which is considered a traditional infiltration route for terrorists. The troops returned fire and reinforcements were rushed to neutralize the terrorists. However, a massive cordon and search operation has been launched by the security forces and the combing operation underway in the area. More details are awaited. Railways operated more than 194 outward trains from various stations of Prayagraj till 12 noon today for the convenience of the Mahakumbh devotees returning home after taking dip in the Sangam on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The Railway Ministry said around 10 lakh passengers travelled in these trains. The Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. Railways will operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj today. The festival of Mahashivratri has been celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in India and abroad today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Shiva temples in a different state. In Madhya Pradesh, devotees are thronging all major temples on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today hit out at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for claiming that Narendra Modi government has reduced the number of beneficiaries of scholarships from the SC, ST, OBC and minority communities. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, Minority Affairs Ministry has empowered minorities like never before under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that there has been an increase in scholarships, opportunities and transparency. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has seized cryptocurrencies of nearly 24 crore rupees in the Gain Bitcoin scam. CBI, in a statement, said that teams have conducted nationwide searches over 60 locations in connection with the Gain Bitcoin cases. During the searches, CBI teams found cryptocurrencies of 23.94 crore rupees, including multiple hardware crypto wallets, documents, 34 laptops and hard disks, and 12 mobile phones. Government has constituted a six-member committee to revise the norms for providing financial assistance to the national sports federations. According to the Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, the committee will be headed by Joint Secretary Sports Kunal. The ministry said after the Paris Olympic, a new Olympic cycle has started, which necessitated the need for a review of the norms in view of the evolving circumstances. The committee will submit its report within 15 days. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan were at 309 runs for 5 in 48 overs when reports last came in. Afghanistan won the toss and opted to bat first against England in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan. In Sudan, the death toll from a military plane crash has risen to 46 in the city of Omdurman. The military in a statement said that Antonov aircraft crashed yesterday while taking off from the Wadi Saidana Air Base north of Omdurman, which is a sister city of the capital Khartoum. A military source cited a technical malfunction as the cause of the crash. The army, which has been at war with the paramilitary rapid support forces since April 2023, said the plane crashed during takeoff, killing and injuring both military personnel and civilians. And that is the end of this news bulletin.